Federal agencies are beginning to hand out billions in infrastructure funding. The money comes from the bipartisan deal reached last November and amounts to the largest investment ever in the nation's water system. Much of it will go to pipes, drains, and stormwater systems, but some are pushing for projects better adapted to climate change. NPR's Lauren Sommer has more.
In downtown Oakland, gray pavement is everywhere. But on one block, there's a thin strip of green plants sandwiched between the street and the sidewalk.
I feel so great looking at this. I love that the plants are alive. They seem to be thriving.
Joshua Bratt is a project manager for the San Francisco Estuary Partnership. He helped create this small garden of native California plants from what used to be concrete. But it's not just for looks. These plants are technically infrastructure. Green infrastructure.
Once we get like good big rains, you know, we would see water flowing down the gutter and it would all be entering into this rain garden.
This garden works a lot like a storm drain. It's designed to capture runoff from rainstorms.
The ground is essentially a sponge. You know, the natural ground is a sponge, but the hardened ground is a repellent and that water needs to go somewhere.
Runoff normally goes into gutters and underground pipes. But that infrastructure is getting increasingly overwhelmed by climate change. Rainstorms are getting more intense as temperatures rise, which means cities are hit with more water. That can cause flooding. So these rain gardens are a way for cities to absorb some of that rainfall.
If they were on every corner, it would make a tremendous difference. The reality is that a lot of city departments are already overwhelmed, and this is a hard ask.
Most cities are struggling to maintain the network of storm pipes they already have. The problem is that system was designed for the climate of last century.
Our challenge with climate change is that we're seeing these big events. We're seeing massive amounts of water that we need to figure out how to control.
Lauren McPhillips is a water engineering professor at Penn State University. She says a lot of cities are trying out green infrastructure and are finding that rain gardens can take the pressure off their stormwater systems. But cities are sometimes reluctant to do these projects because they require regular upkeep, which adds yearly costs. Even in cities that embrace green infrastructure, it's not widespread yet.
We need this at scale, and especially in these older cities that have built out a lot of hard surface and gotten rid of the ability for soils to naturally soak in rain, we have a lot to get back to correct for those issues.
If cities don't prepare, the risk is more flooding, which can be deadly for people caught in cars or basement apartments. Fuchsia Ann Hoover, who works on green infrastructure at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, says it's a bigger problem in communities of color, where infrastructure is often neglected.
That is one reason why we see increased flooding in these neighborhoods, right? Because perhaps the pipes haven't been updated in decades or since they were first put in.
Green infrastructure can also help those neighborhoods when it's not raining. Pavement absorbs heat, which can make cities dangerously hot as summer heat waves get worse. Rain gardens and green space have a cooling effect.
The fact that the majority of communities of color lack sufficient green space compared to their white majority counterparts, right, that is still a problem. And so I think that green infrastructure does provide a possible solution.
With the federal infrastructure law, the Environmental Protection Agency will be making more than $11 billion available to states over the next 5 years. Radhika Fox with the agency's Office of Water says they're urging states to consider green infrastructure along with gray infrastructure.
Most local water agencies, most cities think about the green and the gray separately, but really the power is integrating these two things.
Still, only 10% of the funding must go to green infrastructure, according to federal law. It used to be 20% back in 2009, the last time the government spent big on infrastructure. Whether more goes to green projects now is up to states, and it may not be a priority, given the major backlog of gray infrastructure projects that cities already face. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.